Myers struggled last night. Checks in 287 on the year with 30 hits and 94 at-bats. 2-2. Chopped towards the right side. Lanowitz fields it over to first. One down. Almost runs into Kegren at first. And no harm, no foul. A 4-3 put out. And here's Dante Girardi. Girardi last night did bat second. 2-for-4 with a two-run double. And an RBI double with two hits. Herman, first pitch, and Girardi's looking all the way for a strike. Also, Girardi checks in relatively well this year as well. At 329, but a 400 slugging percentage. Slider ahead, and Girardi way out in front, and Herman looks well to begin tonight's game. Girardi's gone down 15 times this season. Also does have a home run. That was early in the year. Herman, the 0-2. Slider down and in. Herman throws a fastball, two-seamer, slider, and his favorite pitch is his splitter. He's given up two home runs this year, one to the man on deck in Evan Apowick 2 weeks ago. 1-2 pitch. Chopped up the middle. Tough play for Murphy. Two bouncer down low. Kegren makes the play, and there's two away. Murphy did that three times last night. Chopper closer towards all the way to his left. And secures the second out of the inning. Here's Evan Apowick. So a 4-3 and then a 6-3. And Apwick went 1-for-3 with a strikeout last night, and he batted third. So the top of the line is pretty similar. You have McChrystal on deck, who did not play last night, but he's seen his fair share of hits in this ballpark. Apwick swing at the first pitch. Foul ball into the parking lot. Take a couple of friendly bounces. There's a shattered glass. And you already have an 0-1 count. Apwick out of Indiana University did not play a game this season with the Hoosiers. Herman the 0-1. Lined out to right field. That will drop in front of Johnson. And Apwick has a single to right.
Now batting catcher, number 35, Ryan McChrystal.
Swung at the first two pitches. Made contact. The second one kept it fair. Drove it the opposite way. Nice quick piece of hitting for Evan. Here's McChrystal. Playing catcher tonight. Man out of East Carolina University. And got to watch out for Herman at the stretch. And good pitch inside. Ruled a ball by Maverick Curtis. Curtis was the second base umpire yesterday, and now Jalen Jarvis will get second base today. So Maverick behind home plate. One oh, down and away in front of Stevenson, keeps it alive, and Apwick stays put at first. Apwick has only one stolen bag this year, and he's been caught stealing once as well. Especially from first base, that one stolen bag he had wasn't too long ago. It was versus Johnson City back on June 23rd. Outside corner, good location from Herman. Finds the zone. 2-1. After today, Burlington will host Danville for one game on the 4th of July. Foul ball off the edge of the bat, and now it's a 2-2 count. And McChrystal at East Carolina. Not a bad season, to say the least. And he rips one towards center field, and we'll get a single that will bring Applewick all the way to third. And even though he rolled over on it, put it straight away to where it came from. And it's a two-out single for Brian McChrystal. Here's D'Angelo Giles with runners on the corners for two outs. Way out in front of the pitch, but he was still able to get enough wood to get a hit. McChrystal, 19 years old. He'll be 20 in October. Here's Giles swinging away at the first pitch, and he can't connect. Giles last night at a double, went 2-for-4 with a strikeout. Batting fifth in the lineup, he batted sixth last night. Giles at NC State. So far, runners on the corners. Four batters faced, two of them with singles from back-to-back hitters Applewick and McChrystal. Herman, the 0-2, and Giles pops one up, right side, and that will go out of play. Off the top of the roof. Got to give credit to the team photographer, Brian Sendejas, went all the way to the top of the hill behind center field, and it's a very steep hill. And took a bunch of pictures of the actual of the actual stance, and looking forward to seeing how those came out. We're talking about that hill's got to be close to 75 feet. Pickoff and sent back at first, and McChrystal stays put. I went two on Giles. The pitch, and Giles another half swing and gets away with it. And we'll do 0-2 again. Do have all five games in action, scoreless through four of them. Greenville up 2-0. Outside fastball and a defensive indifference for Ryan McChrystal, and they actually rule that stolen base. No throw from Stevenson. And now two runners in scoring position for Giles. Herman in a bit of trouble, even though there is there are two outs in the inning. Herman, the 1-2. Ball in the dirt, and that evens the count. Stopped by Steven. Scoreless in Bluefield. Greenville up on Johnson City on the road.
And patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the first inning here in Danville. Top of the order for the Otterbots. Cam Murphy, Ryan Carr, and R.J. Johnson will face off against Liberty's Dylan Cumming. Cumming, known for his velocity on his fastball. Murphy last night, 1-for-3, 2 runs. Strikeout and a walk. As Cummings works on the outside and not called a strike, 1-0. Cummings' his seventh game and his third start. 18-2/3 inning pitch. The car way behind that one. That's going to go towards the parking lot. Everyone was checking for their cars over there. That had a lot of distance on that foul ball. Goes to the right side. That's how you know he was late. What does Cummings do here? Off speed or try to blow him away? 1-2 pitch. Cummings slider. Got him looking. Two down in the inning. First strikeout for Dylan in his 15th of the year. And his first strikeout of backwards K. One of Otterbot's hottest hitters lately. Six pitches, 4 strikes for Cumming already. Now R.J. Johnson, the RBI leader for this team, with 19. Johnson looks at a fastball, outer edge all the way, 0-1. Also a little grip on that breaking ball, leaves it outside, 1-1. Johnson out of Appalachian State. And he whiffs at an off-speed pitch outside of the zone, 1-2. Had one home run this year with the Mountaineers. Comes in batting 300 on the year with Danville. And he chops one right back to Cumming over the first quick inning for Dylan. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. For the Liberty product, no hits, no runs, no errors. And we head to the top of the second. We are scoreless. You are listening to the Otterbots Radio Network.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
there's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
And we're in the second. Quick first inning from both teams. And we'll see the 6-7-8 hitters for Burlington. J.C. Colon, Tony Castanway, and Carlos Pena. Colon batted fifth last night, went 0-for-3 with a walk. And a breaking ball drops in the zone from Herman. It's 0-1. Dropping a bunt, and it's a nice one down the third base line. Tough throw from Stevenson, and Kegren was off the bag. A bunt single for J.C. Colon. Third hit of the day already for Burlington, and here's Tony Castanway up next, who pinched hit last night but didn't get a hit on a fielder's choice. So Colon's on. And here's the Kansas product, Tony Castanway. It's a tough throw from Stevenson. An even tougher play for Kegren to keep it in his glove. Pickoff attempt at first. Back in time. First pitch to Tony, and he pops up right side. Johnson retrieving it and makes the catch. One down, double play is in effect, and here's Carlos Pena. One of two players that did not bat last night was McChrystal and now Pena. F9 on Castanway. Pena batting from the left side, as usual. Checks in 250 on the air. Herman from the stretch. Got to watch out Colon at first. Pickoff attempt again. Closer play from Kegren, but Jarvis rules him safe. Pena, 6'3", 205, and a Bayside, New Jersey. Mizzou Tiger. His birthday is coming up very soon. A close pickoff attempt, and they rule him safe. Oh, what a pickoff attempt from Stevenson. Looks like Kegren may have got the tag off in time, but Jarvis disagrees. Jarvis looked like he was about to put the fist up, then put off the safe signal very hesitantly. And that was a ball inside of Pena, so it's 1-0. Pena will turn 19 years old on the 13th. Whiffs at a slider down away. Evens the count. Pena this year with the Tigers had 20 RBIs, 13 runs, and 23 hits in 34 games. Also hit two home runs and had five doubles. So known for extra base hits. And fouls went off to the right side this time. Back into the barehanded play by Ed Fulton's son, Kenny. Me and Kenny took turns with some batting practice. He had a couple of more rounds. I took one round, five hacks, and drove them all into center field. So proud moment for myself there. Another pickoff attempt, and Cologne back at first again. We saw that last night with Simonello for Burlington, with the lefties trying to pick off the runners at first base. Didn't see any. However, there was one close play, even though it wasn't a pickoff attempt at first. It was the second to last out of the game. And Carpena rips one to right field. And Cologne's going to head to third base. Runners on the corners again with one out. And for the bottom of the order for Brogan Napier.
Now batting right fielder, number 15, Brogan Napier.
Already four hits for the Sock Puppets early in this game. However, no runs have crossed home plate. But here's Napier trying to redeem himself after struggling last night at the 7-hole spot, going 0-3 with two strikeouts. And both those strikeouts coming from Thurmond. Napier looks for the pitch, swings away, and fouls it off to the right side, jammed on a fastball. Napier below the Mendoza line at 196, does have one home run on the season. With 21 strikeouts. Also has seven ribbies and seven walks. And fouls off it to the backstop. 0-2. Herman's whip checking in today was at 1.5, so that's how you know he's dealing with a lot of runners on the base paths when he's on the bump. Though he's giving up hits, no runs yet for Burlington. Yeah, we're held to one last night on an eighth inning Dante Girardi double. Pickoff attempt not there again. Crowd getting involved with Freddie Mercury, the chant. Herman, the 0-2. Then fouled off to the right side. Napier stays alive. Pink Panther in the background now. No, I'm sorry. That was not Pink Panther. 0-2 again. And he got him swinging. Napier down for the third time in this series and the second strikeout for Herman. That's two outs now. Back to the top of the order for Cole Myers. It's the funky delivery, but also it's the windup, that same pitch, same release, and you can't tell what's coming, the slider, splitter, or fastball. Here's Myers grounded out to second in the first. Cologne started off with a bunt single. Cascanway flew out to right. Pena ripped a single to right, and Napier just went down. Pena stays put at first. Runners on the corners, two outs. Myers dealing with ducks in the pond. Swings the first pitch and fouls it off to the right side to Chopper. Team is coached by Ty Blankmeyer, hitting coach Rob Sienna, pitching coach Anthony Essien, clubhouse manager Jordan Wiles, and trainer Angela Talaganis. 0-1 to Cole, the pitch. Outside fastball on the black, 0-2. Herman gaining more confidence after having runners in the corners with one out. Just struck out Napier, and Myers not easy to strike out in this situation. 26 strikeouts. Pitch, outside fastball, wastes it. And now 1-2. Myers does have 12 RBIs on the year, two triples, and six doubles to his tally sheet. On base percentage of 417, and he got him swinging on the slider. Back-to-back strikeouts for Herman. Left runners on the corners in the first and leaves runners on the corners in the second. Four left on so far for the Sock Puppets. And we head to the bottom of the second, no score. You're listening to Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network.
Why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
At the bottom of the second here in Danville, we are scoreless. Four hits for Burlington and zero for the Autobots after a 1-2-3 inning from Dylan Cumming. The strikeout and two groundouts. And he'll face off Luke Stevenson, 0-for-2 last night, who had two walks and a strikeout. As Cumming deals a slider on the outer edge to Luke. 6-1, 2-10 out of Algonac, Michigan, a redshirt junior. Just transferred to Elon. And now some cutting action from Cumming. And Luke down in a hole, 0-2. Transferred from Xavier, his brother Grant Stevenson, still with the Musketeers. This past year with the Phoenix, 251 on the year. 54 games, 52 starts. Led the team with 15 homers and 43 ribbies. That was second behind his teammate Alex Iadarcenia. And slugged 549. That also led the team. But also Luke is known for striking out a lot, led with 55 strikeouts as well. And he goes down swinging on an outside fastball. Second strikeout for Cumming, and there's one down. That fastball sometimes just creeps on you too fast. And Stevenson was late and off target. Here's Patrick Kegren. Kegren and Carr, likely the two bats who have been recognized recently. Kegren started off the year extremely slow, so did Carr. And he swings the first pitch, right side, and fouls it off. 6'2", 205, 19 years old, out of Burlingame, California. Freshman from San Francisco University, home of the Dons. Cumming, the 0-1. Kegren almost wears it inside on a fastball and evens the count at one. Kegren so far in the year, 276 on the season. And looks at a fastball, inner cut. One home run on the year, that was on the road. This will be his 23rd game played. Out of the 29 the Autobots will play today, you have Ty Acker on deck, and then behind him, Dante Leach. One-two pitch, breaking ball. Absolutely freezes Kegren, and he's back to the dugout. Back-to-back strikeouts. Stevenson and Kegren. Here's Ty Acker, the second lefty coming will face today in the starting lineup after Johnson went down on a ground ball right back to him to finalize the first. So two backwards K and a swinging strikeout from Stevenson. And here's Acker back in the lineup after missing a week of action. He'll swing at the first pitch, foul it off to the left side. Acker, 254 on the year, checks in. Seven RBIs. And can't convert on the fastball. Some two-seam action from Cumming, and he's looking really sharp to start off today's game.
Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends?
And we hit the top of the third quickly here in Danville. A little under 40 minutes in, and we have no score. Four hits for the Sock Puppets, none for the Otterbots. Four strikeouts for Dylan Cumming through six batters faced. Here's Dante Girardi to start off. Herman grounds one to short and can't handle by Murphy, and a simple E6 there on the UNC Wilmington product. Tough to see from Cam on that play. But that will go down easily as an E6. And this will bring down Evan Applewick, who's single to right. That's his third error of the season. Applewick started off the year extremely well, has a home run in this ballpark. However, in that game, he hit a home run. Otterbots won on a walk-off. Ball in the dirt, stopped by Stevenson. Now 2-1. Applewick, South Dakota, Madison, where he's from, 5'11", 190. Favorite team is the Minnesota Twins and roots for Carlos Correa. It's not really going to impress a lot of Yankee fans or anybody from New York. Slider inside, and Stevenson can't hold on to it. And it's 3-1 on Applewick. Applewick's season highs, he's had five at-bats versus Bristol. He also walked five times on June 13th versus Pulaski. Herman, the 3-1. High fastball. Applewick amplifies but can't make contact. Herman struck out Myers, Giles, and Napier. Outside fastball, low and away, 1-0. McChrystal was also a late addition to the team. He made his debut versus the Otterbots in this ballpark. of Fuquay, Barina, North Carolina. Crystal's majoring in communications at ECU. His favorite player is Bryce Harper. Therefore, he roots for the Phillies. 1-0, and McChrystal hacks one. Dead center field. Leach going back, and that's going to be off the wall. Easily will score Girardi. And McChrystal's looking for three, and he's got an RBI stand-up triple. And it's 1-0 Burlington. It's not the first time McChrystal's hit a triple in this ballpark. It's the second one we've seen at American Legion Post 325 Field. And the Sock Puppets put one on the board in the fourth. Check that in the third. Here's Giles, who struck out in the first inning and looks at a ball. Giles out of NC State. He'll swing one down and away, and this one almost gets away from Stevenson, but McChrystal not really confident in his speed heading to home, and Herman gets a pass, and it's 1-1. Giles, sophomore, bats right, throws right, High Point, North Carolina. 1-1, late on the fastball. Herman handling Giles with two strikes. Giles, 21 years of age. He batted a little over 270 with the Wolfpack this past season. 3 of 11 with two home runs and a double. 1-2 pitch. Slider down and in. Evens the count. Giles last year made 12 appearances and 6 starts for NC State. He can be used in multiple positions, including first base, third base, and as a designated hitter. Herman, the 2-2 to Giles. Got him again. Foul tip into the glove on a slider. Stevenson holds on. That's now 4 punch outs for Herman. 2 down in the inning for J.C. Cologne, who took a gamble with his speed and had a bunt single down the third base line. Now, is a suicide squeeze in effect here with McChrystal at third base? And he swings, ground ball to short. Murphy fires over to first, and the side is retired, but one crosses home plate for Burlington after the RBI triple to center from McChrystal, bringing home Girardi all the way from first. And 5 hits for the Sock Puppets, none for the Otterbots. Bottom of the order coming up for Danville, Dante Leach, Corbin Lanowitz, and Hayden Madigan. You're listening to Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network. Bottom of the third coming up next.
Parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella.
I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the...
After tonight, we'll be in Burlington, and then we'll have a six-game homestand starting from the 7th to the 12th. Slider down and in. Did Corbin break his swing? No, he did not, according to umpire Jarvis. 3-1. Pitch, and Corbin to the right side. Almost a bare hand play by the first base coach, Tori Pettiford, and that works a full count, 3-2. And the Autobots, they'll play Princeton for the first time in this ballpark, and Pulaski. And then they'll play Princeton for the second time on the 11th and 12th. Then they go on a five-game road stand, play Bluefield for two games, and then Burlington for three. And they have an off day after the 4th on the 5th and the 6th. Full count to Lanowitz. And he rips one to right and out of the stretch from Girardi. And the Autobots have their first hit from the 8-hole spot, Corbin Lanowitz. That's got to feel good for Corbin, batting below the Mendoza line. And he's able to work a single to a powerful hitter. That's Corbin's 14th hit of the year. And here comes Hayden Madigan. Ball was laced from Lanowitz, and just enough to go into the outfield, similar to how McChrystal got his first hit, as Madigan's looking all the way at a slider on the first pitch. Hayden out of Shenandoah, Virginia. And he'll swing at the second pitch, fouled off to the right side. Lanowitz does have 6 stolen bags on the season. He's been caught stealing twice. Madigan comes in batting one. Does have 2 hits for the Autobots this season in 14 plate appearances. One of those hits was an RBI double in the last home series versus Johnson City, and that was his first hit of the year. Also has 5 strikeouts. He's down 0-2. Coming, fire, slider. Not there. Good pitch, too, from Dylan. Corbin at first, 1-2. Madigan swings at the slider down away. That's 5 strikeouts for coming through the order. And we're back to the top for Cam Murphy, who grounded out to third. That slider's tough to touch. Coming, 5 strikeouts. 37 pitches, and that ERA was at 1.83. It's down to 1.69. 2 outs in the inning. And Murphy lays off the outside fastball. Murphy top in the leaders in stolen bags. He's got 14 with Relaford's stolen bag last night. Piggybacks him, and now he's got 15. Murphy on the fastball, trying to mash it. Evens the count at 1-1. came out of UNC UNC Wilmington. A very versatile infielder, second base and shortstop. Also can play the outfield. And he fouls off an inside fastball, 1-2. 21 years old out of Lewisburg, Northampton, from Brunswick Community College, where in 2021 he hit .383 for the Dolphins and earned first-team All-Region X honors. Had 3 home runs and 14 doubles. 1-2, Corbin goes. And Corbin is out at second. Interesting call from Jarvis, and that will get out of the inning. So Lanowitz is caught stealing for the third time this season on a missile from McChrystal behind home plate. So one hit, no errors, no runs. We're done through three. Heading to the top of the fourth, it's 1-0 Burlington. You are listening to Autobots Baseball on the Autobots Radio Network.
Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
You see a buzzed warning sign. Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
We hit the top of the fourth inning here in Danville, Virginia. Autobots and Sock Puppets. Burlington up 1-0. We head to the bottom of the order, 7-8-9 for Casconway, Pena, and Napier. Casconway flew out to right in his first AB. Saws off the lumber to third. Acker fields it over to first. 5-3 put out. One pitch, one out. And this will bring up Carlos Pena next. Didn't even get a chance to introduce Casconway, sophomore at Gypsum, Colorado, and he's 0-2. Next up, Carlos Pena had good contact to right, single back in the second. Lefty on lefty ahead of the slider and can't connect. Pena in at 250 after that single. Brought his average up. Outside fastball misses the zone. Now 19 hits for Pena. So has one home run on the season as well. 1-1 ahead of the slider again, and that's been the pitch. Pena goes into the right side of the batter's box and heads back to the left. Dusting off. Herman, the 1-2. Almost got him whiffing down and away, and Pena holds up. Currently around the league, Bristol ahead of Bluefield, top of the fifth, 3-1. Greenville 5-1 on Johnson City in the top of the third. Still scoreless in Pulaski, and Elizabeth Benton up 3-2 on Kingsport. Another slider and another strikeout for Andrew Herman. That's his fifth in 3 2/3. In the second. And he's gone down swinging a lot this season. Went down swinging twice last night. Slider, high fastball, a high pitch, and with a strike, 0-1. Herman the pitch, another fastball that time outside, and may have got a gift there. Quick inning of work for Herman so far, 44 strikes. 61 pitches. Herman looking for 6 strikeouts. 0-2. Popped up and fouled to the right side. With that 5th strikeout for Herman, he's already surpassed his season high. He had 4 in his first appearance at Elizabethton earlier in the year. In 2 1/3, he struck out 4. That was back on June 5th. And a slider down and in. 2 strikeouts in the inning for Herman. And he's got 6 through 4 innings of work. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. Still 1-0 Burlington as we head to the bottom of the 4th. You are listening to Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network.
My brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we hit the bottom of the 4th inning here in Danville, 1-0 Burlington, and we're going to see Ryan Carr, RJ Johnson, and Luke Stevenson go against Cumming. And a high fastball up and in to Carr. Carr in his last AB struck out looking on a slider that froze him in his tracks. Fastball, Carr launches it to center field in front of Myers. Myers runs in and makes the catch. Here's R.J. Johnson up next. Grounded out to the pitcher last inning. Actually grounded out to end the first. So an L8 on Carr. He's 0-2. Here's the RBI leader for the Otterbots, R.J. Johnson. That slider, wow, what a pitch from Cumming. One, Johnson can't connect that time. Looks at a fastball, looks at a slider, and now swings at a fastball. Cummings can do whatever he wants here. 0-2 pitch. And chops one to the left side. Tough play for Cologne. Johnson has wheels. Stretched over from Pena. And a 6-3 put out. So bring up Luke Stevenson. Then born on December 20th, 1999. His father was a center fielder on Michigan State's baseball team. And at Xavier, made 27 starts in 30 games for the Musketeers in 2021. Slider almost gets Stevenson swinging and lays off it at the last second. And Xavier posted a .231 average, went 21 for 91 with a .495 slugging percentage and a .358 on base percentage. And Stevenson sends one deep to left field in the corner, and that one is foul. Last time we saw a ball go that far was in the opening series. Ryan Carr hit one, and that one was just foul. To mention, Carr already has two home runs on the season. And now 1-2, let's see if Cummings goes back to that slider. Slider down and away, dips below the zone. That one more had a curving action to it. Cummings has been relentless so far tonight. And a little poker knocker to right center field. Girardi, it's over his head. Single for Stevenson. And the second hit for the Autobots. It's not crisp, but it gets the job done. And here comes Patrick Kegren, the five-hole spot. Kegren went down looking in the second. After Stevenson strikes out, he's on base. And he's looking all the way at a strike. Coming out of Grand Blanc, Michigan, 6'4", 175. Trying to break it inside on a curveball and doesn't go over the plate. And that even coming played for two schools prior to Liberty. He was at Georgia Southern and Chicago State. And he went to Grand Blanc High School, where he led the team in strikeouts in his junior and senior year. Kegren goes back under the glove of Cummings, but Girardi fields it for the fielder's choice and steps on second to end the inning. So one hit, no runs, no errors, and we're done through four. Heading into the fifth. Burlington up 1-0 on the Otterbots. You're listening to Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network.
Monster comes knocking. How prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
First pitch. pitch, fastball, low and inside. March 6'1", 185 out of Jennings, Louisiana, out of LSU, Lunas. 21 years of age. Ball in the dirt, stopped by Stevenson, and it's 2-0. In 2021, Myers started 23 games for the Bengals at LSU, Eunice, batting .296 with 3 home runs and 21 ribbies. 2-0 pitch from Herman. And Myers tried to mash at it and missed 2-1. Not only was he good at the bat, Myers fielded .960 with 5 assists and played in 18 games during the shortened 2020 season, recording 7 hits and 2 home runs. Myers goes past Herman. Murphy picks it up at the first base and got him by a hair. Nice play by Murphy. Even better effort, too, from Herman to stay in front of it, went underneath him. That ball was hit pretty hard. And Murphy has been going to his left a lot in this series on the infield and has several assists because of that. And here comes Dante Girardi, who's 0 for 2, a ground out, and got on an E6 in his second plate appearance. Years old out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, enjoys to play golf and works out when he's not playing baseball. And his favorite MLB player is Robinson Cano, who actually just hit his first home run yesterday for the El Paso Chihuahuas in the Padres AAA affiliate. This past season at FIU, 47 games and 46 starts, batted .255 with 6 doubles and also had 2 homers. Inside fastball misses, and it's 2-1 on Girardi. Also had a season-high 3 hits at University of Alabama Birmingham on May 15th, along with an RBI. And also a good fielder, 76 putouts and 96 assists for Dante. Herman, the 2-1, breaking ball, and Girardi got underneath it and couldn't keep it in fair play. It's a foul ball. Girardi out of Calvary Christian Academy was ranked the 202nd overall player nationally and the 43rd best shortstop nationally by Perfect Game. Herman looking for 7 strikeouts, and he's got it. Slider in the dirt, tagged by Stevenson. 7 strikeouts for Andrew Herman. Continues to climb the leaderboards. Thurman had 8 last night. Herman's already got 7 through 4 1/3. 4 2/3, actually. And here comes Evan Applewick. Applewick 1 for 2 tonight against Herman. Single to right and a ground out to short in the third. First pitch, fastball down the plate. The strike. Applewick does have a season-high 3 hits twice this season, latest on June 14th versus the Pulaski River Turtles. Outside fastball, at catches the zone. Did go 1 for 3 last night. Applewick currently does have an 8-game hitting streak. Inside and off the shin guard of Stevenson, not off of Applewick, and that's 1-2. I asked Andrew Herman before the game, and I was like, are you ready for Burlington tonight? He goes, we'll just have to wait and see. It looks like he's ready. Ever since that triple from McChrystal, he struck out 4. Giles, Pena, Napier, and recently Girardi. 1-2 pitch to Applewick. In the dirt. Almost went. Applewick held up. Evens the count at 2. Let's check out Herman. One of few lefties on this roster, too. Just added 2 more for Mickey Sheets and Dylan Wanted. And Herman, four-year letterman at Campbell High School. And during his senior season, he threw 42 and two-thirds with 69 strikeouts with an ERA at 1.14. 2-2. Appelwick bloops one to right center. Oh, what a play from Lanowitz. Shallow right center lays out and makes a dazzling play in shallow. That'll end the inning, a 1-2-3 inning at the top of the order for Andrew Herman through five innings of work, seven strikeouts, and five hits. We head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 1-0 Burlington. You're listening to Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect.
Six, seven, eight hitters for the Otterbots. Ty Acker, Dante Leach, and Corbin Lanowitz, who just made the final out to end the top half of the fifth, laying out and making a great play. Acker amplifies one right center field. Napier makes the catch. First pitch swinging. Acker line drive to right center, and Napier was a little far away from it, made the catch around his knees. L9 on Acker. Here's Dante Leach. First plate appearance, a little ground ball to Cumming. So let's introduce you to Dante, recently added to this roster on the road stand. And for Leach, just checking to see where he is. Put him here. Outside fastball misses. Switch hitter. As he looks at a fastball on the outside corner, 1-2. 20 years old at a Sacramento, California sophomore at Arkansas Pine Bluff in the SWAC, where he batted 301 this past year. And can't connect with the fastball upstairs, but Cumming strikes out another, and that is his sixth strikeout of the game. Two away from his season high. Remember, Thurman had eight strikeouts last night. Yeah, have.
Children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a compass. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives.
And the 4-5-6 hitters leading off to begin the top of the sixth inning here at American Legion Post 325 Field. Ryan McChrystal, D'Angelo Giles, and J.C. Colon, and Jeffrey Polito will take over after Herman dished 5 innings, 1 run not earned, on 5 hits and 7 strikeouts. And a hot fastball up and away to McChrystal. Polito out of Florida. The Sunshine State, I mean. Comes in with a 4.09 ERA. This will be his 6th appearance, all in relief. 11 innings of work. Fastball escapes the grip, and it's 2-0. 5 earned runs, 11 walks, 14 strikeouts, and a whip at 1.73. And so far, 3 pitches, 3 balls from Polito. And McChrystal may have the green light with a 3-0. And way upstairs and away. 4 pitches, 4 balls to Ryan McChrystal. And the first batter from Jeffrey Polito. And we'll have a little intervention at home plate from the infield. You have Stevenson and Acker having a talk with their pitcher. Let's bring up D'Angelo Giles. Polito, 18 years old, 6'2", 160 out of Hialeah, Florida. Will be heading to St. Petersburg Junior College out of Monsignor Edward Pace High School. Right around the shoulder area, so 5 pitches, you have 4 balls and another one. That time, makes contact with the batter on a hit-by-pitch, and here's J.C. Colon. Colon, a bunt single and a ground out to short back in the third inning. He's got a possibility for some insurance for the Sock Puppets. On top, still no score in Pulaski between the River Turtles and the Whistle Pigs, and Greenville up on JC 5-2. High fastball misses, and now 1-2 on Cologne, and Bristol up on Bluefield 3-1 in the top of the 7th.
I did nothing. Just want to say I did nothing. They're
So Cologne steps out of the box. Know how Herman's feeling. After throwing pretty well, he will be set up for the loss, depending on what Danville can do offensively. 1-2, Cologne misses upstairs on a breaking ball. 2-2. Some frustration on the mound from Jeffrey. Touching the mound with aggression after that second ball call. 2-2. And Cologne caps one left center field. Myers and Leach. Madigan makes the catch. Leach reaches over Madigan, and that could have been very costly, but crisis averted in left center field. Leach and Madigan almost converged and collided, but one out in the inning and no runners advance. And here comes Tony Casconway, the designated hitter, who's 0 for 2. That could have been very scary and very concerning. First pitch, Casconway looks at a slider down and low. Double play is in order. Slider drops in to Casconway, 1-1. One out. And that fastball misses upstairs from Polito, 2-1. This is Casconway's 14th game played. And has 8 hits in 8 different games. No multi-hit games for him yet this season. All with 5 doubles. And he gets drilled on the shoulder. And Polito very frustrated with the bases loaded, 1 out. And now here's Carlos Pena. And Relifer's going to have a talk with Polito. Second hit by pitch from Polito after drilling Giles before walking Ryan McChrystal. And we are going to have a new pitcher. Polito done. 4 batters faced through a third of an inning. Leaves the bases jammed. And this looks like it's going to be a righty. Looks like Kevin Martin, 35. From the stretch. It's 38. No, so that's Keegren. This looks like 35, Kevin Martin, but I could be wrong. So he's doing from the stretch right now. It is 30. It's Turner Thompson. Turner Thompson will take over for Jeffrey Polito after really struggling in one walk and 2 hit batters. So we'll take a short break while we wait for Turner to get ready. It's 1-0 Burlington. Bases loaded, 1 out in the inning for the 8-0 hitter Carlos Pena. You're listening to Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network.
Out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something serious. I know you love me, I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No.
So here's Turner Thompson in relief for Jeffrey Polito. And we'll see what he can do here. In a jam right now, as you have Carlos Pena up, who's 1-for-2 today. First pitch from Thompson does have velocity. Upstairs and in, pickoff attempt at third, and he got him! What a play from Stevenson, and the tag to Acker applied successfully on McChrystal. Oh, wow, what a play defensively from the count. That will keep Giles at second and Kesconway at first. Two outs in the inning now. Stevenson was anxious to look at third and did a good job there. Got the funnel cake aroma coming through the window here in the press box at American Legion Post 325 Field. What a turnout here in Danville. So Thompson, this is his fourth appearance, coming in with an ERA 0.00. Down and in, and it's 2-0 on Pena. Highest was three innings on June 13th versus Elizabethton. I had two walks and five strikeouts. Has nine strikeouts to two walks in three appearances this season. 2-0 to Pena. Fastball inside corner. 2-1. Does have 13 RBIs on the year, 19 hits. 2-1, and Pena slices one foul to the left side. That evens the count at 2.
And your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're all busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it.
Them are strikes. As Madigan ahead of the slider, and he's quickly down 0-2. Johnson City tacks on two more in the bottom of the fourth and make it 5-4. They're still down by one to the Flyboys. And Pulaski up 2-0 on Princeton. Way upstairs on a fastball and outside to Madigan, 1-2. Coming, looking for the strikeout. He's got another slider down away, swinging, and Madigan retired for the second time tonight. That's now 7 strikeouts for Cumming, and actually make that 8. He has tied his season high after he did it earlier in the season versus Bluefield. That's the top of the order. Here comes Cam Murphy. Five and a third, 65 pitches, and 8 strikeouts for the Liberty product. Slider down and away in the dirt. Misses to Murphy, 1-0. Murphy tonight struck out looking in the fourth, and a 5-3 ground out to lead off the game in the first. Two hits for the Otterbots, 5-4 Burlington. And that slider just has so much filth and movement. It's tough to tell if you're going to get the fastball or the slider. Those are his go-to pitches, but they've worked tremendously tonight. 8:40 here in Danville, 1-0 Burlington over the Otterbots. Fastball, and Murphy looks all the way at it. It's 2-1. Pitch, Murphy over at chopper over the head of coming. Tough play for Girardi on the run and makes the play Cano style. It's two gone, and here's Ryan Carr. 4-3 put out on Murphy. He's now 0-3. And here's Ryan Carr. He's 0-2. Strikeout looking and a line out to center in the fourth. And coming. Can't find the zone there. Fastball low. 1-0. Inside fastball, some two-seam action there, and also misses 2-0 to Carr. Burlington 21-7, Otterbots 15-13 as Carr finesses a foul ball over the roof to the backstop. Coming to 24 pitches was his season high first, and Carr fouls off another one. Yeah, these stats are not updated for Burlington. And for Cumming, that's his 8th walk of the season. Now 22 strikeouts after having 14 coming into today. Johnson, fastball, outside edge. Call the strike. 0-1. You have Carr at first. 2 outs in the inning. High fastball above the letters, misses, evens the count. Johnson boasted a 5.12 batting average for Kurt Vance Academy Spartans out of Henderson, North Carolina, as he fouls one to the left side. Tallied 17 RBIs, belted 4 home runs, and scored 29 runs in 2021. On the base paths, Johnson recorded a total of 35 stolen bags, and he was named to the high school's All-State First Team, which featured the best high school players from across all state associations. Good accolade for Johnson. But he's down 1-2 to Cumming, and he looks at a fastball upstairs again and avoids it. Evens the count at 2. This past year at Appalachian State, batted 174, had a home run, 19 RBIs in 44 games. Had 20 hits and 115 at-bats. 2-2, and another full count worked. Looked at Carr, and now Johnson with a full count with 2 outs. Pitch count not so high for Cumming right now at 81 pitches. 3-2, and Johnson laces one to left, frustrating, and going back is Applewick, and he makes the catch just before the warning track. May have lost it in the lights, and A 1-2-3 inning for Dylan Cumming. We're done through six here, heading into the seventh. It's 1-0 Burlington. Five hits for the Sock Puppets and two for the Otterbots. You're listening to the Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network.
That frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I spent a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Maybe you're not sure how you'll make rent, or you lost your job. When you don't know where to turn, let 211 be your guiding light. Our guides are ready to connect you with the help you need.
211, how can I help you?
Call or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help. A message from United Way and the Ad Council.
And we hit the top of the seventh here in Danville. It's 1-0 Burlington over the Danville Otterbots. And we have Brogan Napier coming up to the dish. And then you have Cole Myers and Dante Girardi. Napier 0-2 at two strikeouts. And Thompson still looking for his first strikeout in relief. First pitch to Napier, up and in. And misses for a ball, 1-0. You do have a sellout crowd today here at American Legion Post 325 Field. The 1-0, Napier. Bloops one, shallow, right center. Johnson going in, and actually it's going to be Lanowitz again, making his third putout of the game. And throws it over the head of shortstop Cam Murphy. And it's going to be Madigan who's going to have to retrieve that ball all the way over to left field. And no, actually a Burlington pitcher in the bullpen is going to go get it himself. There's one out. Back to the top of the order for Cole Myers for the fourth time today. He's 0-3, two groundouts and a strikeout. Thompson. For the first pitch to Myers. Outside fastball nabs the edge for a strike. Myers 278, five homers on the season. The 0-1 pitch, and Myers laces one foul into the bleachers over the netting above the Burlington dugout. Watch out there. As the PA announcer said, be alive and alert for foul balls. And that's why. Perfect example right there. Thompson, if he's able to get Myers down on a strikeout here, it would be Thompson's 10th strikeout of the season. Had five strikeouts for Elizabethton and two at Greenville and at Bristol. Recently had two strikeouts at Bristol on the 30th.
Long time.
0-2 pitch from Thompson. He deals to Myers. Got him looking on the outer edge. And Myers down for the second time today next season. And it's the second out of the seventh. Here comes Dante Girardi after going down swinging in the fifth. And that was the final strikeout from Andrew Herman. And that happened, yes, back in the fifth inning. Backwards K on Myers, went down swinging, and now has gone down looking. He's 0 for 4. Girardi's got on base, but he's 0 for 3 after getting on an E6 in the third. Breaking ball. Turner Thompson turns the tables a little bit there, and it's 0-1. Girardi last night batted second, 2 for 4 with an RBI double. That was the lone run he was responsible for on offense with Burlington. Fastball laid on it at the knees. Good location from Thompson, and it's 0-2. Thompson, 0-2. And Girardi flies one right field down the right field line and foul. And we'll do 0-2 one more time. Thompson, the 0-2 again to Girardi. Way upstairs and lost the grip on the slider up and in. So far, Thompson this season has faced and has no ERA. 1-2 pitch, and Girardi laces one left center field. That'll drop in for a base hit in front of Leach. And the first hit allowed from Thompson. And here comes Evan Apowick. Here, Apowick tonight. He is 1 for 3 and got robbed of a base hit on a diving play from Corbin Lanowitz to end the fifth inning. Two outs in the inning. You have Ryan McChrystal on deck. Thompson wants to get out Apowick right now. Inside fastball, good location, and it's 0-1. 8:53 here in Danville, Virginia. Game started a little before 7 o'clock. We're already in the seventh inning. This game is moving by way quicker than expected. The 0-1 upstairs. According to Perfect Game, it showed Turner Thompson's fastball velocity was hovering around 96 miles an hour. And the velocity is definitely climbing close to there. But that's sometimes too good to be true at this level as a freshman. The 1-1 misses below the knees, breaking ball, and a good eye from Apowick. Boy, got 366 on the season. A 2-1, way upstairs and misses 3-1. At homers, one of them in this ballpark. Slugging over 500. And this is his 26th game with Burlington. Three-one pitch, and Apowick takes it all the way. Fastball, center cut. 3-2. So on this next pitch, Girardi will be going a second. So the hit and run will be in effect. Payoff pitch to Apwick. Thompson deals and fouled off to the backstop. Apwick has struck out 23 times this year, has not gone down tonight, and has also walked 17 times. The only walk tonight has been issued by Ryan McChrystal for the Autobots, and then Ryan Carr against Burlington. And that McChrystal walk was a four-pitch walk after Polito took over after five innings of work from starter Andrew Herman. Thompson really trying to find his pitch here to retire Apwick. 3-2 count, and now more time given, this time from home plate umpire Maverick Curtis. 3-1 Bristol ahead of Bluefield in the bottom of the eighth, and it's 2-0 Pulaski in the bottom of the sixth over Princeton. Payoff pitch from Thompson, and a pop-up in the air, shallow right field. It's going to go to Lanowitz, and he makes the play. One left on, one hit, no errors, no runs. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Burlington Sock Puppets. You are listening to Bots Radio Network. Get up and stretch. Bottom of the seventh coming up.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You know about courage? I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine.
And we hit the bottom of the seventh in Danville, Virginia. Autobots and Sock Puppets. Game two of this weekend series. It's 1-0 Burlington. The only diamond in the rough has been Ryan McChrystal, an RBI triple in the third off of Andrew Herman. And Dylan Cumming remains in the game for Burlington. He's been exceptional in his start today. Six innings of work, eight strikeouts. Outside and low, and a fastball evens the count at one. Stevenson, 242 on the year, 1-for-2 today after a blooper in the fourth to right field. Cumming, the 1-1. And Stevenson, did he hold? And it's 1-2 on Luke. Cumming, one strikeout away from a new season high. The 1-2. And Stevenson stems one right center field between Napier and Myers. Napier gets underneath it and makes the catch.
Now batting first baseman, number 38, Patrick Keegren.
P9 on Stevenson. He's now 1-for-3. Here's Patrick Keegren, who It's 0-2 with a strikeout looking and a 1-4 fielder's choice to end the fourth. It's Dylan Cumming now 6 1/3. Against Bluefield, where he got the win on June 26th, as Keegren looks at a curveball in. Seven innings of work, allowed 6 hits, 1 hit by pitch, and 8 strikeouts for Cumming. The 0-2 pitch, and can't convert. 9 strikeouts for Cumming, and Keegren likely just gave up on that swing. And there's 2 gone. Here's Ty Acker. Keegren down for the second time tonight. And even Dylan's getting a groove to Acker's walk-up song. So Acker swung at the first pitch in the fifth and got good contact, and he swings the first one here and fouls it off to the left side of the backstop. Acker 0-2, strikeout looking, and a line out to right. And Acker, ground ball, tough play over to short, long throw from Cologne, and Acker beats out the play. Even an impressive stretch from Pena at first, but it's an infield single for Acker and the third hit for the Otterbots, and it's 3 singles. Lanowitz, Stevenson, and now Acker. Two thousand five hundred and eighty-eight people in this game. That is a sellout crowd at American Legion Post 325 Field. Acker is at first, and here's Dante Leach, who's 0-2. The grounder, back to the pitcher, and a strikeout. And Leach grounds one over to second. Girardi won't go for two. And that actually ends the final out of the inning on a 4-3 putout. We're done through 7. It's 1-0 Burlington. 1 hit, no runs, no errors for the Otterbots offensively. We head to the 8th. It is 1-0 Sock Puppets. You're listening to Otterbots Baseball on the Otterbots Radio Network.
Reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. Is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them.
right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid?
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion.
Batters faced in that outing. Two and one to McChrystal. He's two for two. Perfect. Triple, single, and a walk. And McChrystal lines one foul off the backstop just above the Burlington dugout and evens the count at two and two. Close one in Johnson City, Greenville, ahead of the Doughboys, 6-5. Elizabethton on double digits against Kingsport, 11-5 in the bottom of the sixth, and bases loaded in the top of the seventh for the Whistle Pigs as they're down 2-0 in Pulaski. And McChrystal fouls off another one and remains 2-2. Two-two pitch, Klepper, and to the right side, and just foul, played by Keegren, and another foul ball, third foul ball on two strikes for McChrystal. McChrystal had 1 3-hit game, and it was at Bluefield. We had 3 hits, 3 runs, and 3 ABs. He was a perfect 3-for-3, and also had 6 ribbies in that game as well. And time given to McChrystal. That last time he did have that game against Danville, went 1-for-2 as he grounds one over to the shortstop. Murphy can handle it cleanly over to first. Got him by a step. Murphy has that really good arm strength at short. Not even about the accuracy, but it's about the speed that comes out of his hand. And remember, he does throw. He has pitched for UNC Wilmington a couple of times and was told that he does clock it over 90 miles an hour. So he's got great arm strength. And now McChrystal is now 2-for-3 as Giles pops one up right behind the catcher, and Stevenson fields it. Only has to move 3 feet to his left, and there's two away quickly. Here's J.C. Colon up next, who's 1-for-3. Bunt, single, ground out to short, and a fly out to center. And that was actually his last fly out. It was between Madigan and Leach, who were underneath it in left center, and it was Leach who ended up with the ball, and Madigan leaped out in front so they didn't collide. So good heads-up awareness from both the left and center fielder. Well, first pitch, and Colon dodges a breaking ball above his head. No intent when you have a breaking ball. That's when you know you just lost the grip. Top of the ninth in Bluefield, Bristol up 3-2 on the Ridge Runners. This is the lowest scoring game around the Appy League. 1-0, Klepper, and Colon chops one over. It's going to be Keegren going over to first to Klepper, and he beat it out. And Desi is outside of the dugout, doesn't like the call. Klepper has a long stride at first, but Colon, according to Jarvis, the first base umpire, beat out the throw. An infield single for Colon, and here's Casconway. And we're actually going to have Colon. He's a little shaken up behind first base. That's never good. And he's looking at his right leg. Could be the ankle or the knee, whatever it is. It could be problematic if he wants. So we have a ground out to short, a pop-up to the catcher, and now an infield single for J.C. Cologne. That's his second infield single technically tonight after he had the bunt single in the second. And Tony Casconway is up next, who is 0-for-2 after being hit by a pitch in the fifth from Jeffrey Polito. See what Casconway can do with a runner on, two outs in the top of the eighth. Klepper, so far, two-thirds and a strikeout at the play at second. Oh, what a throw from Stevenson. Gets Cologne out at second. Great throw from Luke, and Lanowitz lays it on him. And that'll end the inning. One left on, one hit, no runs, no errors. Head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 1-0 Burlington. You're listening to Autobots Baseball on the Autobots Radio Network.
Been away at his telegraph. Wind blam. Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. The ammunition, unfortunately, was not stored separately. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org.
What's 1-for-2 tonight? Little blooper in shallow right center in the third inning, and a 3-1 ground out in the fifth. Checking in at 192 on the 1-for-2. And Lanowitz right on target. Just could not connect on the fastball. Oh for two. Oh and two. And Lanowitz laces one center field, and Myers barely has to move and makes the catch. Lanowitz now 1-for-3. Here's Hayden Manigan, 0-for-2, two strikeouts, and they're all on breaking balls. Let's see what Cumming wants to do here, knowing that he's had Manigan's number so far tonight. First pitch, Madigan swings, a little chopper to second, Charity hop to Girardi, and there's two down. Let's bring up Cam Murphy for the fourth time, who's 0-for-3. First pitch to Murphy, and he looks at a fastball in the outside corner. We have a general manager of the Autobots, Austin Schur, up on top of the dugout, trying to get this crowd in Danville amped up, drawing a let's go bots chance to each section of the stadium. As McChrystal can't hold on to the fastball, and it gets away, and Maverick will give Dylan a new baseball. This is by far Dylan's best outing so far of the night, and actually McChrystal a little shaken up, grimacing at his right hand. wipes it off, and he'll get back behind home plate. No bullpen right now. Active for Burlington, and now coming and McChrystal will have a little talk heading to the pitcher's mound. Greenville tops on two more runs in Johnson City to make it 8-5. And still 11-5, Alyssa Bethton in Kingsport. Murphy, 1-1 count. Two outs in the inning.
Sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Top of the ninth, Kobe Klepper going in for another inning of work. And we have the bottom of the order, Cascanway, Pena, and Napier. After Cologne was caught stealing to end the top half of the eighth. High fastball ahead to Cascanway, and he's ahead 1-0. Klepper 11 pitches, well now 12 pitches. Eight of them for strikes. And slider down away, and Cascanway lays off of it 2-0. Greenville adds another in the top of the seventh against Johnson City to make it 9-5. In the top of the eighth, a close one, 2-0 Pulaski over Princeton. That one knocks the zone inside and low on a breaking ball, 2-1. .922 here in Danville as Cascanway gets time from Curtis. Excuse me. Cascanway turned 21 years old on May 26th, and he gets a fastball up and away. He had a chance to extend the arm and didn't pull the trigger. It's 2-2. Klepper got him looking. Down goes Cascanway. For the first time tonight, he's now 1-4-3. And the first strikeout in relief for Kobe Klepper. It brings up the eight-hole hitter, Carlos Pena. And after that, Cascanway now 0-3. Hit by pitch, ground out, fly out, and now strikeout. Backwards K. We've had plenty of those tonight. Pena lifts one deep right field. Johnson going back. He has room, and he makes the catch. Two outs in the inning. Here's Brogan Napier. No, and they're actually going to make a pinch hit. They're going to pinch hit Napier. And number 12 will pinch hit. And it's Ethan Lozama, the lefty. Lozama did play last night. And he went 0-4 with a strikeout. So he replaces Napier in right field. And Lezama did play left field last night. First pitch from Klepper. Lezama looks at it on the inside part of the plate for a strike. One pitch. Klepper deals and fouled off the bottom of the bat in between the legs of Stevenson and out. Lezama down 0-2. This will be Lazama's 24th game. Has gone down 18 times. Batting 192 on the year. 0-2 from Klepper. And he got him swinging. Down goes Lezama, pinch hitting for Brogan Napier. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Kobe Klepper. Has two strikeouts in the inning, and we head to the bottom of the ninth. Do the Autobots have a rally in them in front of the sellout crowd? They're down 1-0 to the Burlington Sock Puppets and are looking for the sweep with two runs to win this one in the bottom of the ninth. You've got the 2-3-4 hitters coming up. Ryan Carr, RJ Johnson, and Luke Stevenson. Going up against Dylan Cumming, who will come in to try to get the complete game shutout. You're listening to Autobots Baseball on the Autobots Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
At Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving.
As Carr rips one to left, and it's a single. Tying run at first base. And this will bring up RJ Johnson. Johnson could end it with one swing. A gapper will likely score Carr from first. Johnson's been the closest one in this ballpark to hitting one over the wall. It happened in the second series at home versus the Bristol State Lions, where he hit one off of the Danville Toyota sign in right center field. As Johnson swings the first pitch and fouls it over to the left side. And you got Stevenson and Kegren on deck. It's the fourth hit for the Autobots tonight from the fourth different batter. Carr, Stevenson, Acker, and Lanowitz. If you do that, all the even hitters have gotten hits. The 2, 4, 6, and 8 hitters all have singles against Cumming. Does Carr take a chance and a go to and try to steal second base? Bunt is in order as well. Wouldn't be surprised. Carr does have 4 stolen bags on the season. He's been caught stealing twice. Bunt is shown and it's up and away. Johnson drops down a bunt again and it goes off of the backstop, 1-2. I haven't really seen Cumming throw the breaking ball recently. more relying on his fastball. 1-2 count. Johnson 0-3 tonight. The pitch, Johnson, left side, and running after an Applewick, and will go into the bullpen. Autobots trying to go for the sweep against the team with the best record in the Appalachian League at 21-7. The 1-2. Johnson lets it go. A high slider at the letters or above it. Coming now 107 pitches. 2-2 count on Johnson. And almost went after the two-seamer, and he works a full count. Great at-bat here from RJ, regardless of the result. Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up to the center fielder out of Appalachian State. Payoff pitch from Cumming. Johnson lays off. Ball four. Bring up Luke Stevenson. And now the winning run at first base. Oh, this crowd starting to feel it. And we may have a pitcher's mound, a visit coming up from the pitching coach. The infield gathers in. Don't know if they're making a call yet. We didn't see the signal. But this may be some time in case Stevenson does get on base. They're probably giving some time for the player in the bullpen. There is a righty in the bullpen. Just cannot tell the number. From the looks, it might be Jake Martin, 34. Tough to tell the number, but not going to make any assumptions just yet. Austin Schur over the Otterbots dugout, the general manager for Danville here. Admire this man so much. The rally cap. On top of the dugout, keeping these fans engaged, happy, and entertained. So does the coordinator of fun, Wyatt Sutton. Wearing a red, white, and blue overalls the night before the 4th of July. Carr at second, Johnson at first. Luke Stevenson up at the dish. 1-3 with a single in the fourth. And he popped out to right last inning. And he lays down a beautiful bunt. Thrown from McChrystal, both runners advance. Carr 90 feet away from home plate, and Johnson advances to second. Double play is out of effect, and Patrick Keegren's up to the dish. And they're going to bring in Socrates Bardotsis to pinch hit for Patrick Keegren. Interesting move here from Relaford. 38, pinch hit for 39. Bardotsis has homered this season. He did it in Johnson City. Even though the walls are short, watch it on video. He hit it off the right field light post. It was a bomb. A single can win the game. Cumming stays in the game right now. There is bullpen activity, and they're just going to walk Socrates. And this will work out Ty Acker to be the hero, likely. Double play is now in order, but Acker does have wheels. A base hit likely wins the game. Johnson will be sent if there's a ball in the outfield. Carr at third, Johnson at second, Socrates at first. And Acker pops one up left side, and that one will go out of play. Acker, the last three at-bats, has swung at the last three pitches on the first throw. And now McChrystal will have a word with Cumming. Four hits for the Autobots, seven for the Sock Puppets. It's been Dylan Cumming the entire time so far until now. One out. Socrates still at first. They want to call time. Relaford is going to pinch run for Socrates Bordatsis. It's a questionable move, even though Relaford doesn't matter if he's at first. Johnson would be the winning run, and Carr would tie this game up. Yeah. The runner does not make really much of a difference. So Acker gets back into the box. 0-1 count, one out in the inning. Acker fouls it off. Back to the backstop, and it's 0-2. And Dante Leach on deck with a bat in his hand, and he's 0-3 tonight. In case Acker can't get the job done, he's down 0-2. Went down looking in the second, lined out to right, and had an infield single in the seventh to short. Cumming, the 0-2. Slider drops in the zone. 11 strikeouts in 8 2/3 innings for Dylan Cumming, and he's one out away from securing the shutout complete game. Comes down to Dante Leach. What a pitch from Dylan Cumming. That slider had so much movement. His 11th of the game. Came in with 14 strikeouts on the season. And Leach looks at a curveball, and it drops in 0-1. Dylan Cummings' arm may fall off. He's got 118 pitches and 79 strikes. Leach lays off, and that evens the count at one. You got Lanowitz on deck, who's 1-3. One Leach pops one up left side. Does that have room to get out of play? And Giles and Cologne will let it go. Dylan Cumming. 1-2 facing Dante Leach. 121 pitches. And is the slider coming? Leach has not gone down on strikes tonight. Cumming, the 1-2. And Leach lets go. A high fastball up and away. Just nowhere for Leach to go. A walk ties the game. Though it is 2-2 at two outs. 122nd pitch. Leach lets it go. And that was the closest ball of the night. And we have a full count. All runners are going on this pitch from Cumming. Oh, it does not get any closer than this. 1-0 game, bases loaded, 3-2 count, down one. After Girardi got on off an E6 from Cam Murphy to begin the third. And there was no answer from the Otterbots after Dylan Cumming threw the game of his life. 12 strikeouts, a complete game shutout for the 6'4", 175 pitcher out of Ashburn, Virginia. there from Wyatt Sutton. They have completed, even though the Sock Puppets completed the shutout, the Autobots completed the sold-out crowd. 2,588 fans in attendance. Dylan Cumming goes 3-3 now on the season, picks up his first win in the month of July. And we're ready for some fireworks here at American Legion Post 325 Field. So sit out. If you're not going to join, join the show and watch this sky fly up in flares. Lights are off. Fireworks here in Danville, Virginia. Despite the 1-0 loss, these fans got one quite heck of a shame. Even though it wasn't the way the Otterbots intended, it was a fun game that came down to the final pitch. And it goes in the Burlington Sock Puppets' favor by a score of 1-0. No runs since the top of the third inning. Andrew Herman picks up the loss. And Dylan Cumming goes to 3-3 with the win. So we're going to say goodbye here from American Legion Post 325 Field as the fireworks are lit up here at American Legion Post 325 in Danville, Virginia. Special thanks to General Manager Austin Scher, Assistant General Manager Jacob Lemanowitz, PA announcer Jay Stevens, stringer Zach Malazar. I'm Jim Fortune saying so long and farewell from Danville, Virginia. Next time.